Blog Talk Radio.
Well, praise the Lord, everybody, and welcome again to Anointed and Appointed Word Ministries with Brother Norman Woodard. I am Brother Norman, and I'll be sharing an anointed and appointed word that will change, challenge, and charge your character to make an impact in this world for the kingdom of God and our Father in heaven. I'd like to send special thanks to Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield, who allows me to come before you every Saturday morning and break bread with you. Amen. They have a program which comes on every Saturday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And the name of their program is Turn on the Light Broadcast. Turn on the Light Broadcast with Pastor Stephen and Ann Butterfield, which comes on every Saturday evenings at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. They're also the assistant pastors at Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International in Stockbridge, Georgia, where the leaders are Archbishop Ruth W. Smith, who is also the co-founder, and the senior pastor is Bishop Kevin Jones. They have services every Sunday beginning at 9 a.m. with Sunday school, and 10 a.m. starts their worship service. They also have Bible studies every Wednesday. Actually, every Wednesday at noon, Eastern Standard Time, you can call this number, 917-388-4161, and listen to their Bible study live. And they also have Bible studies at their location at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Wednesday evenings. That's Light of the World Christian Tabernacle International in Stockbridge, Georgia. You can catch them on Facebook, YouTube, and their website is comingtothelight.org. That's comingtothelight.org. Excuse me, had to clear my throat. But thank you once again for calling in. And before we get into the word, we're going to hear a song, amen. Hallelujah. Because of who you are. That's why we worship. Not because of what he's done, but because of who he is. He doesn't have to do anything. But just because of who he is. And the main thing that he is, the creator. He's the creator of everything. That's a reason to worship him. Because he considered us. Because he created us. Just because of who you are, God. Hallelujah. And then the other attributes of him. Jehovah Jireh, the Lord my provider. Jehovah Rapha, the Lord my healer. Jehovah Shalom, the Lord my peace. Just because of who you are, that's why we should worship you, God. Well, thank you for calling in once again. Amen. Just want to keep our family lifted up in prayer during this time. The Woodards, we're celebrating the life of my eldest uncle today, Uncle Earl C. Woodard, patriarch, a pillar in the community. I remember growing up, Uncle Earl C. used to keep us in the fields, picking everything you can name, cucumbers, peanuts, watermelon, squash, you name it. From sun up to sundown, a quarter bushel might get 50 cents, depending on how quick you finished. Uncle Earl C., love you, sir. Gonna be missed. He also started a family center, Ardell Woodard Sr. Ardell is my grandfather. So all of the land that we have in Mississippi has been turned into a family like a family, you can say park. Every other year we gather to have our family reunion and just talk about the history and give tours of some of the land, have different events going on. So we're gonna miss you, Uncle Early. Gonna miss you. Lived a long, prosperous life. Was impactful. All right, we're gonna get into the word, amen. Coming out of the book of Exodus. Exodus, the 34th chapter, starting at verse 1. Exodus, the 34th chapter, starting at verse 1. And it reads, "And the Lord said unto Moses, hew thee two tables of stone, like unto the first. And I will write upon these tables the words that were in the first tables, which thou breakest. And be ready in the morning, and come up in the morning unto Mount Sinai, and present thyself there to me in the top of the mount. And no man shall come up with thee, neither let any man be seen throughout all the mount. Neither let the flocks nor herds feed before that mount. And he hewed two tables of stone like unto the first. And Moses rose up early in the morning and went up unto Mount Sinai as the Lord had commanded him, and took in his hand the two tables of stone. And the Lord descended in the cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed the name of the Lord. And proclaimed the name of the Lord. And the Lord passed by before him and proclaimed the Lord God, merciful and gracious, long-suffering and abundant in goodness and truth, keeping mercy for thousands, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, and that will by no means clear the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children's children, unto the third and to the fourth generation. And Moses made haste and bowed his head toward the earth and worshiped. And he said, if now I have found grace in thy sight, O Lord, let my Lord, I pray thee, go among us. For it is a stiff-necked people, and pardon our iniquity and our sin, and take us for thine inheritance. And he said, behold, I make a covenant. Before all thy people, I will do marvels, such as have not been done in all the earth, nor in any nation. And all the people among which thou art shall see the work of the Lord, for it is a terrible thing that I will do with thee. Observe thou that which I command thee this day. Behold, I drive out before thee the Amorite, and the Canaanite, and the Hittite, and the Perizzite, and the Havite, and the Jebusite. Take heed to thyself, lest thou make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land whither thou goest, lest it be for a snare in the midst of thee. But ye shall destroy their altars, break their images, and cut down their groves. For thou shalt worship no other god. For the Lord, whose name is Jealous, is a jealous God. Lest thou make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land, and they go a-whoring after their gods, and do sacrifice unto their gods, and one call thee, and thou eat of his sacrifice, and thou take of the daughters unto thy sons, and their daughters go a-whoring after their gods, and make thy sons go a-whoring after their gods. Thou shalt make thee no molten gods." We're going to stop there. We're going to read verse 14 again. And it reads, "For thou shalt worship no other god. For the Lord, whose name is Jealous, is a jealous God." The title of the message this morning is, My Name is Jealous. My name is jealous. Let us pray. Father, we thank you, Lord, once again for waking us up this morning to see another glorious, beautiful day which you have made, for we shall rejoice and be glad in it. Thank you, Father, for allowing us to come into your presence once again, to sit at your feet, to rest on your lap, to lay on your bosom, God, to hear your heartbeat, to receive what you have to say to us this morning, to equip us, to prepare us, to make us ready, God, to go into this world and do what you called us to do. Thank you for your word, Father, your word that saves, your word that heals, your word that delivers, your word that sets free them who are bound and captive in what we call sin. Thank you for your son, Jesus, Father, who you sent to be the propitiation for our sins. Thank you, Father, for allowing him to go to the cross, Father, to take the sins of the world. And thank you, Father, for allowing Jesus to not only be crucified, but also to go to hell for us, Father. And thank you for not leaving him there, Father, but raising him up on the third day with all power. And thank you for receiving him into heaven, God, with his precious, sinless blood. For Holy Spirit, our comforter, our guide, our teacher. And thank you for you, Almighty God, our Father, the creator of heaven and earth. For we worship you, Father, just because of who you are. We thank you and we praise you. Now, as we receive this word, Father, help us to apply it to our lives, to make it personal, God, and use us for your glory. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, amen. Amen. My name is jealous. This is what God said about himself. He said, my name is jealous. Yes, God is loving. God is forgiving. But God is also jealous. Jealous. What does jealous mean? Jealous means intolerant of rivalry or unfaithfulness. Intolerant of rivalry or unfaithfulness. Disposed to suspect rivalry or unfaithfulness. Jealous means hostile toward a rival or one believed to enjoy an advantage. Now, when we look at the word rival, rival means one that equals another in desired qualities. like a peer, someone in the same category or status. Peer means one that is of equal standing to another. Another definition for rival is one striving for competitive advantage. And I read these definitions because God says he's jealous. And one reason why he's jealous is because he's the creator. He's the beginning and the end. He's Alpha and Omega. He's the Ancient of Days. He's the Great I Am. He's Jehovah, which Jehovah in itself means one true God. God all by himself. That's what Jehovah means. So he said that he's jealous because he don't want anybody else to get the credit for what he's done. No one else deserves it. Now, when we look at verse 14, he says, "For thou shalt worship no other God." For the Lord, whose name is jealous, is a jealous God. And we don't hear that mention a lot about God. One thing it says about God is he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. So if he was jealous then, he's also jealous now. There's no changing in him. See, when we look at this chapter, the 34th chapter, starting at verse 1, it reads, "And the Lord said unto Moses, hew thee two tables of stone like unto the first." See, that's interesting. We're talking about the Ten Commandments. When God called Moses up to Mount Sinai, and he told him to cut out two sets of stones like the first set that you cut out. And he said, "I will write upon these tables the words that were in the first tables, the first set of stones, which are the Ten Commandments." Then it says, "which thou breakest." So after God had personally written the Ten Commandments, sets of stones, he noticed what the children of Israel were doing. They broke the first commandment. the first commandment, which when we go to Exodus, the 20th chapter, let's go there. This is when the first set of the Ten Commandments were written. Exodus, the 20th chapter, starting at verse 1. And it reads, "And God spake all these words, saying, I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage. Commandment number one, thou shalt have no other gods before me. Commandment number two, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them, for I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God." This is what he told him. "Visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me." Now, why would he say them that hate me? Because in the New Testament, Jesus said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. If you love me, you will keep my commandments. So keeping his commandments mean that you love him. Then not keeping his commandments means that you hate him. Says, "And fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments." So while God is giving Moses the Ten Commandments, the children of Israel are already breaking the first. Let's go to Exodus 32, Exodus 32nd chapter, starting at verse 7. And it reads, "And the Lord said unto Moses, go thee down, for thy people," listen to God, the Creator told Moses to go thee down to his people. He called them Moses' people because of how they were acting. It says, "Go thee down, for thy people, which thou broughtest out of the land of Egypt, have corrupted themselves." See, God was so upset, he didn't even want to claim them, and he didn't even take the credit of bringing them out of Egypt. He said, "Moses, your people, the one that you brought out of Egypt, for they have corrupted themselves." Verse 8 reads, "They have turned aside quickly out of the way which I commanded them. They have made them a molten calf, and have worshipped it, and have sacrificed thereunto, and said, These be thy gods, O Israel, which have brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. Wow. The God who protected them during the Passover, when he gave them specific instructions, the blood, and put it on the post for when the angel of death comes. He will see blood and pass over their lives. The one that delivered them out of that bondage. Now they take the gold, because when they left, it said the people saw them. They blessed them with gold, jewelry. So what the children of Israel had done, they took gold and they melted it and then made a golden calf out of it. And then started worshiping it, bowing down to it. What God is talking about. Said they turned aside quickly out of the way which I commanded them. They have made them a molten calf, and have worshipped it, and have sacrificed thereunto, and said, these be thy gods, O Israel, which have brought thee up out of the land of Egypt, giving the credit to a false idol of the gold that they melted down and made a golden calf with, giving the credit to it, saying that it's the one that brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. And the Lord said unto Moses, I have seen this people, and behold, it is a stiff-necked people. Stiff-necked means haughty, stubborn, or the word our parents and grandparents used to use, hard-headed. Now, therefore, let me alone. This is God speaking to Moses. Therefore, let me alone, that my wrath may wax hot against them, and that I may consume them, and I will make of thee a great nation. This is just how angry God was, to the point where he was ready to consume them, to just wipe them out. Told Moses he would make another great nation. But then Moses besought the Lord his God and said, Lord, why does thy wrath wax hot against my people? See, Moses then, he didn't accept what God was saying. calling them his people. No, God reminded, Moses reminded God, no, God, these are your people. Then why does thy wrath wax hot against thy people? Thou hast brought forth out of the land of Egypt. This was a moment where opportunity. To take the credit. Of delivering the people out of Egypt. But. In his humility. He said, no, God. You. Brought them out. And they're your people. Not mine. I didn't do this. He said, thou hast brought forth out of the land of Egypt with great power and with a mighty hand. Wherefore should the Egyptians speak and say, for mischief did he bring them out to slay them in the mountains and to consume them face of the earth. Turn from thy fierce wrath and repent of this evil against thy people. Listen to this conversation that Moses is having with Almighty God. He said, God, this people that you have created, this people that you have called your own, this people that you have delivered, that has brought out of Egypt, if you were to consume them, to wipe them out, to slay them. He said the Egyptians would say, for mischief, he brought them out to slay them in the mountains or to consume them from the face of the earth. He said, God, your reputation is on the line. If you do this, you will be talked about and you will be looked at like you brought them out just to them, just to slay them, just to consume them. Then verse 13 says, remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, thy servants to whom thou swearest by thine own self, and sayest unto them, I will multiply your seed as the stars of heaven, and all this land that I have spoken of will I give unto your seed, and they shall inherit it forever. So Moses was reminded God of the covenant that he made. God, you made this covenant. Your word is bond. Command that you shall lie. Neither the Son of Man that you should repent. You've already said, God, that you will make them a great nation. And you will multiply the seed as the stars of heaven. Then it says, and the Lord repented of the evil which he thought to do unto his people. Now, repent, it's not saying that he sinned. Repent means to change your mind, to turn away. So he changed his mind about consuming them, destroying them. He turned away from that fierce wrath that he had towards them. That's called forgiveness. That's called grace. That's called compassion. That's called love. That's called mercy. That's why we will worship you, God, just for who you are. But it doesn't take away the fact that God, jealous God, God is a jealous God. As a matter of fact, let's look at Exodus, the 34th chapter, verse 14 again. And I'm just going to read it in a few different translations. The Christian Standard Bible. The Christian Standard Bible reads, because the Lord is jealous for his reputation, you are never to bow down to another God. He is a jealous God. Said, because the Lord is jealous for his reputation, His reputation. God has a reputation to uphold. He's a jealous God. Easy to read version. Let's look at that. Easy to read version reads, don't worship any other God. I am Yahweh Kana, the jealous Lord. That is my name. I hate for my people to worship other gods. This is what God is saying. He said, I hate for my people, the one that I created, the one that I call my own. I hate for my people to worship other gods. The expanded Bible. Let's look at that verse. It reads, don't worship any other god because I, the Lord, the jealous one. See, going through these different translations, I noticed that a lot of them read the jealous one. I worship any other God because I, the Lord, the jealous one, whose name is jealous, am a jealous God. call himself the jealous one. God's Word translation. Let's look at that. God's Word translation. And it reads, never worship any other God, because the Lord is a God who does not tolerate rivals. We've mentioned rivals. God does not tolerate any other false God that the people considers to be equal with me. God does not tolerate striving for competitive advantage. He doesn't tolerate rivals. In fact, he is known for not tolerating rivals. That's what this scripture says in God's Word translation. It says, never worship any other God, because the Lord is a God who does not tolerate rivals. In fact, he is known for not tolerating rivals. God is a jealous God. I'm going to read this last one in the Voice translation. The Voice translation. And it reads, because you must not worship any God except for me. My name is Jealous. That's where the title came from. This scripture right here. It says, because you must not worship any God except for me. My name is Jealous, and I am a jealous God. God is a jealous God. His name is Jealous. Let's go to St. Matthew 22nd chapter. St. Matthew 22nd chapter. Start at verse 34. Talking about, my name is Jealous. Because somebody say, well that's the Old Testament, you know, the Ten Commandments, who he wrote to the Jews. That doesn't apply to us today. Let's look at St. Matthew's 22nd chapter, starting at verse 34. And it reads, but when the Pharisees had heard that he had put the Sadducees to silence, they were gathered together. Then one of them, which was a lawyer, asked him a question, tempting him and saying, Master, talking to Jesus, Master, which is the great commandment of the law? Because the reason for this approach is because in the culture of the Hebrews, there were over 600 laws. Over 600 laws aside from the Ten Commandments. So this lawyer trying to be cunning, slick, approach Jesus with this question, tempting him. saying, Master, which is the great commandment in the law? Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. And remember, if we love him, we will keep his commandments. If we love him, we will obey his word. If we love him, we will live a life that pleases him. So he said, this is the first and great commandment. Then he went on to add, and the second is like unto it, to love thy neighbor as thyself. All these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. So he ended that. The lawyer approached him, asking him, out of all of the laws and commandments and statutes, which one is the greatest? And he reminded him. Just like God did, he wrote the Ten Commandments. He said, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. Meaning that you shall have no other God before me. You shall make unto thee no graven images of any likeness of anything that is in heaven above or that is in the earth beneath. Thou shalt bow down thyself only to me, for I am a jealous God. My name is jealous. My name is jealous. So we think about all of the names that we call God. Don't forget to call him jealous. For it's a reminder. He's just. That he's righteous. That he's holy. That he's jealous. My name is jealous. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for your message. Thank you, Father, for reminding us of just how much you love us, God. That you don't want us to worship anything or anyone else for you will share your glory with no one, because you created us. You saved us. You delivered us. You changed us. You called us your own, Father. Only you. Therefore, we will worship you just because of who you are. We thank you and we praise you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. My name is Jealous. That's how we should live our lives. God is a jealous God. He's loving. He's caring. He's merciful. He's gracious. He's also jealous. Love you. Talk to you next week. Anointed and Appointed Word Ministries with Brother Norman Wood.